You are listening to Sheep Might Fly, the podcast of serialized fantasy and science fiction stories written and read by Tansy Rayner Roberts. This is Fake Geek Girl, a novelette in 10 parts, previously published in Review of Australian Fiction, Volume 14, Issue 4, in May 2015. We are up to Part 8. This is another short one because Holly doesn't waste words. Chapter 8. Hurt Comfort and Holly. Wednesday. Hey, Nora Cakes. I know it's been forever and you're busy selling out, living a directionless and creative life, working. But I wanted to check in. Big question, and no one around here is up for giving me an unbiased answer, so I thought, obviously I can ask Hebe, because I can tell Hebe anything, but she's so damn perfect, and all our friends are really her friends, and how did that even happen? I'm pretty sure I used to be the popular one. Delete that part. Thing is, when I came back to the house yesterday, because I was all weirded out by this lunch I'd had with Campion, yes, Campy and I are back together again. He's really grown as a person. No, he hasn't. I have no excuse. The first thing I heard was Hebe and Sage going at it, really fighting. And you know, they never fight. They didn't even fight when they broke up, though it might have been better if they did. Back to today. Hebe yelled, "For the last time, Holly is not my fault." And they slammed doors at each other. And I don't even think either of them knew I was home. It wasn't meant to be cruel or anything. Delete that. But delete that. So I had a question to ask you. How do you know when it's time to stop? I mean, it was easier for you, I guess, because you graduated and that's like finishing high school when you realise something huge in your life is coming to an end. So maybe it's a good time to finally break up with your completely gay boyfriend or start a band with your sister's ex because he's one of your favourite people in the world and you don't want him to disappear from your life. But let's say you didn't graduate last year. Was it still the right time for you to quit the band? What if there aren't any major milestones coming up, but maybe it's still time to... Campion thinks I should go solo. That maybe I've gone as far as I can with Fake Geek Girl. He's a dick, I know he's a dick, and I really need to break up with him again. But that doesn't mean he's wrong. Maybe I've gone further than I ever meant to with a band that actually advertises to the world that I have no idea what I'm doing. This is the stupidest email I've ever written. I can't even... You were always really good at taking the stupid shit that I wrote and making it amazing. Maybe we should have called it a day when you left. Juniper misses you heaps. You are still the most cool person I know. And singing Someone is Wrong on the internet without you is so beyond weird that we've got a new arrangement now just to keep it making sense to us. And any time, literally any time you're passing Hemlock Square on a Friday night or maybe a Thursday for karaoke, we're not proud. Come see us. Love, Holly Rages. Kiss, 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 kiss.